You're listening to the Brooklyn Power Trip.
Brooklyn Power Trip into his house, people. You already know what it is.
I hope it's not too cold wherever y'all at listening to this right now. Because where I'm at is brick. And, like, real fucking brick.
It's not too brick over here. It is dark and loomy again, so. God damn it. But y'all can't be straight winners to start off the day. But it's all good.
Not too bad, yeah. Yeah, people, welcome back. You already know who it is. The Brooklyn Power Trip. Monty.
That's right.
RJ. You know what I'm saying? It's Saturday, not Friday. I was a little sick yesterday. I woke up. Was it? I know y'all had that feeling if y'all woke up and something just don't feel right. You just thought, that's exactly how I felt. And I just, if I was doing that, I couldn't even be able to, you know, talk for so long. So I was like, you know what, RJ, man? You might have to do this tomorrow. And you know what? Lo and behold, here we are, Saturday morning.
Yeah. Nice special Saturday morning edition of the Brooklyn Power Trip Show. You know what I'm saying? So.
Exactly. And we could talk about what happened yesterday as well as everything else this week. So.
Exactly. So we don't have to miss SmackDown this week.
Right. And that's great. Because, a couple of things happened on SmackDown. That show was pretty cool. So
yeah, definitely. Yeah,
so we'll start off with Monday Night Raw because you know first night of wrestling.
And yeah,
Randy Orton came out to start the show. We haven't seen Randy Orton in quite a while. Lo and behold, not Judgment Day, but Rhea Ripley interrupts him.
Yeah,
and. Yeah, it looked interesting.
Yeah, people were fiending for that RKO to Rhea.
Yeah, me too.
I think that's the best plausible like payoff as far as like a male hitting a move on a female in this day and age, you know. So I can see her eating that RKO soon enough.
Yeah, I don't mind. And we had, well, I guess I'll just tell you what the good spots I thought were the show, since it happened on Monday. Sorry, I'm just trying to rub my eyes for some reason.
Oh, you're struggling. You're struggling.
I don't know if I can't, like, there's something in my eye. But what?
That's the worst.
Honestly, bro, it's probably like an eyelash or some shit that got stuck on my eye.
Oh, and it'd be the tiniest piece of an eyelash, too. That's the worst part.
It's like tickling, but also like intervening with my view. It's weird.
Yeah.
But, what the fuck? Why am I blanking out what happened Monday? Like, I just saw everything.
The tag team turmoil?
Oh, yeah. That was actually pretty good. That was the first match of the night.
Yeah.
And that was actually pretty good. DIY got a couple dubs, but they lost.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, the Creed Brothers got the dub. they beat everybody else, including Imperium. And more friction with Imperium.
Yeah, Vinci and Kaiser.
Yeah,
I'm kind of confused there, man.
Yeah, I don't want them to try to break them up already.
Nah, I mean, not even just that, but who's gonna be heel? Who's gonna be babyface? Both these guys are dicks,
right?
You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We also on Monday finally found out who Shinsuke Nakamura was talking about. He was talking about Cody fucking Rhodes.
Yeah. And him talking about the privilege. Once he said that, it kind of made sense. And you know, everybody thought it was CM Punk, but Punk's not privileged, so.
Hell no.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
As soon as he said that, I'm like, he might be talking about either Cody or Randy.
Yep. But
and lo and behold, it was Cody.
It was Cody. He came out, missed him. But you know what though? I'm okay with this. This is a very interesting angle between both. And when Shinsuke came, Cody wasn't even there. So
yeah. So this is literally a first time thing, and Nakamura was already in Japan.
That's what I'm saying.
By the time Cody got real cooking, and when he went to the, you know, when he left WWE and went to the Indies and did Ring of Honor and all that other stuff, like Nakamura was on his way out.
Yeah, he was coming here. So like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's fresh. Everybody, he did a swerve, and it's cool, man. This is cool. There's no title involved. So
yeah, there's no title. As long as they don't beat Shinsuke like a drum. Obviously, Cody Rhodes is gonna win. He's gonna win the feud because he's the good guy. But hopefully, they don't beat Nakamura like a drum in order to get there. You know?
Nah. If there's anybody. Cody hasn't lost that much, I've noticed.
No.
So, I don't.
He's gonna lose one match because he's not the champion. When you're not the champion, you can afford to lose one match, even if it's by chicanery. Like Cody can't be, and that's my point. My whole point of why Cody shouldn't have won the championship at WrestleMania because Cody hasn't faced any real adversity, as far as like wrestling wise, since being back.
Yeah.
And then he had to face it when it came to Brock Lesnar and all that other shit.
Yeah.
And now, you know, Nakamura's got to put them through a little bit of hell just to get to WrestleMania. He's got to fight. He's got to fight. It seemed like his road to WrestleMania, no pun intended, was very easy last year, you know?
Yeah.
So. But that's just me. You don't want to make the same mistakes you made with John Cena. That's my whole point.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're so right.
Like you don't want Cody to become the point where he's too overbearing, too overpowered, to the point where you go, here we go again. You get tired of him beating all the bad guys up all the time.
Yeah, and he definitely needs to at least lose one match to Shinsuke, whether it be clean or what. He definitely should lose at least one. So that way, honestly, the feud means more. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I definitely hear where you're coming from. But that was cool though. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, I like that. I like the segment. I like Nakamura's promo on the screen and the mist. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. And let me address people real quick. People always whining, oh, why does all Asians have to spit mist in the WWE? Right now, in the WWE, it's only Asuka and Nakamura.
That's doing
it. Who are both mentees of the Great Muta. So shut up. Shut the fuck up.
Shinsuke talked OD highly of Muta, and on top of it, I feel like he's been waiting to get into a type of character that he's able to use the mist. It didn't work with his the gimmick of being the rock star and shit like that, like the Michael Jackson type. It didn't work.
It didn't work when he was bashing AJ Styles' balls in every week, too.
Yeah, exactly. It didn't work.
That was funny.
Now he's like a legitimate menacing like anime villain. It's really good.
Yeah, even really good. You like his Titantron now with the it's a dark cloud and lightning and his name.
He just filled with red. Like that's like anime 101, honestly, and the way he speaks, like the subtitles reading what he's saying is perfect. It's perfect anime villain, bro. And
yeah, how can anybody really complain with what they're doing with Nakamura right now?
I can't. I like it. I like it. Just,
yeah, I like. I like it because
he has so much. Like, there's so much time and effort put into him. No matter mm-hmm. if he does lose or not, look how much they're using him. So like,
yeah,
I don't even care. Like, I don't even care.
Yeah, he's getting a chance to really rock on Raw.
Yeah, exactly.
After being on SmackDown for so damn long.
Yeah.
Since his call up.
Yeah, right. Yep. Did anything else happen with the women's Monday?
Zoe Stark and oh god. Stop letting this woman talk, please. And Nia Jax beat her ass, and I guess Nia Jax is getting Shayna Baszler next week.
Oh yeah, she beat her. Yeah, she's fighting Shayna Baszler next week.
And oh boy.
Her. Yeah, she's gonna beat her too, and I'm tight.
You about to be tight.
They always do her dirty. Like, I didn't forget she's the one that kicked Nia Jax out. She booted Nia. That was the last time we saw her. She got beat the fuck up by Shayna. Now you're going to bring her back.
Shayna Baszler broke her arm.
You're going to bring her back and she's going to beat her. Stop. Get me sick.
This is a new and improved Nia Jax, though.
Yeah, true. I guess they can run with that. I don't give a shit.
Nia Jax lost like a good 50 pounds. And yeah, she's rocking and rolling now, I guess.
So. Yeah, they always do with my girl Shayna dirty, though. It's foul. It's nasty business.
Tell Shayna Baszler to cut her hair or do something drastic.
Does she have her hair in braids now, though? Does she keep it in braids or not?
I don't know.
She got.
They might as well just put her and Zoe Stark in a tag team, all right? No Black Mountain.
That's bad.
That is bad.
You put them in a tag team? Nah, you can't do that. What are they going to be called? The Leather Jackets? Nah.
No, I just told you. No Black Mountain.
No Black Mountain. I'm weak.
Yeah. No Black Mountain. There you go.
Oh, man.
They can both wear Wrangler jeans and the Carhartt button-up shirt.
Hell no.
The fucking leather jackets. There you go.
Hell no. Oh my God.
I don't want to close my eyes. That's
the theme song. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
But yeah, that's definitely... Yeah, we already see the outcome of that.
Yeah, they're going to bring Tamina back. And Tamina going to team up with Nia Jax again.
Oh, no. They're not doing that. What is Tamina even still active?
I think Tamina tore ACL again for the 50th time.
You're lying. Doing what?
I have no idea. I don't know she don't be wrestling. Yeah, since Triple H took over, Tamina ain't been wrestling. Good, I think Tamina's like 50.
She shouldn't be wrestling.
She shouldn't be wrestling anymore. And when we get to AEW, I got something to say about a certain someone who's been whining about his push or lack thereof on AEW TV.
Oh, boy.
But we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Yeah, we're going
to be there. But, yeah, and then, you know, Punk came out and he cut his promo. Oh, Rollins cut a promo, too. That was, kind of took a shot at Punk. And, Drew McIntyre came out and they had some words and then, you know, Drew McIntyre was underneath the assumption that Seth Rollins is going to give him a rematch for the world title. But it turns out his opponent next week will be Jey Uso for the title. Drew McIntyre was sick, son. He murked him. Gave him a headbutt, busted his own self open from headbutting the belt. And, Jey Uso made the save and they double teamed Drew and that was it.
I don't know, man. I don't know if getting Drew angry is the right thing to do. I don't know what anybody's thinking. Yeah, antagonizing this big nigga, you're tripping, bro. Nope. Yeah, you're bugging.
Seth Rollins wouldn't. He didn't really think this through.
Oh, right?
Seth Rollins?
Nah, he definitely didn't. But Drew McIntyre is about to beat the shit out of both of them.
Both of them, yeah. He's gonna fuck up the match. I think that's well apparent.
Oh, he's gonna. Fuck them up. I'm prepared for a crazy, like, Brock Lesnar type ass beat.
God.
I'm dead ass. Nigga, he's gonna
get both of them two Khmer plexes.
I don't know, bro. Yeah. Getting Drew McIntyre mad and antagonizing him is like antagonizing Bobby Lashley. Like, why would you do that? Like,
oh my God.
You don't want to do that. Like, you want to fight that? Like, but like Big Bob said yesterday, you really want this? Like, I was like, oh, no, he said that.
I'm going to tell you in two.
Yeah, and the crowd was over on, like, nah, it's over, bro. You fighting Black Superman now. It's over. You fighting Cyborg, real life Cyborg. Yeah, that's better human. Fuck you mean?
Yeah, no, I'm good. I'm good.
Real life Jax. Stop playing.
Yeah, I'm sitting right here, son.
Son.
Right here.
When we get to that from last night, oh.
Oh, God. I saw it.
Son, the whole mouth was fucking him up. Like.
Oh, my God.
Fine bust and then fucking took him out the ring and did that fucking that corner move, that corner spot with the head into the thing. No, son. I was already done by the spine buster.
Yeah.
Like, oh man. But yeah, nah, that's crazy. I don't know, man. Fucking with Drew, you poking the wrong bit.
Yeah, man, I'm good on that.
But it's good though, because honestly, I miss. Like, he was the one. I don't know. When he's a babyface, he's like a happy-go-lucky, like, nice giant. Like, he's like that nice. I'm not from America giant, but like. I'm gonna fuck you up, you know, and the crowd's gonna love me. But when he's heel and pissed off and he has a gripe and he's not gonna let that go, he's scary. Like,
yeah,
he's scary. But that's good though, because I don't even know if Seth should hold this title for this long. I don't know. You got too many. Listen, we talked about this shit last week, and they just got Randy Orton and CM Punk back. And Randy Orton's on SmackDown now. Sorry, spoiler. I know I skipped ahead, but he's just signed to SmackDown yesterday. And I don't know where Punk's going, but you're starting to build your roster to the point where it feels like the Attitude Era. You have mad people that you can just give the actual world title to, and they can make you bread because they're open. Yeah. Like, back then, you put the title on Triple H, he was going to make you bread. You put the title on The Rock, he was going to make you bread. You put the title on even Kurt Angle, he was going to make you bread. When Undertaker got into his American Badass shit, if it, for the time being in WWE, it fit. Like, that character fit the time period, and he was over. Like, crowd loved it, his song. We loved how he was geared up. I'm not going to lie. For, what is he? He's a Southerner, right? Taker,
yeah, Taker's from Texas, legit. Yeah,
for a Texan, bro, when he was dressing up as American Badass, he had some fits, son. I ain't gonna stunt.
Yeah,
he had some drip. So they got a roster like that now. It resembles a little bit. Like, you got mad people that are over. You have LA Knight over. You have Jey Uso over. Fucking, I saw yesterday. You have Big Bob over. You have fucking Seth Rollins. That's champ, obviously. Sami Zayn's over.
Fuck Usos.
The Usos are over. Like, there's a lot.
Kevin Owens
is still over. The crowd still go crazy for him. There's just mad people. There's mad people you can actually, I think, spread the wealth and you'll get bread. Like,
yeah.
So, and now you got Punk too. I'm not saying Punk going for a title, but son, yeah. I was under the impression he was not going to come. Like, real shit. I was on the impression he wasn't going to come. He was probably going to wait till Rumble, but he showed up. And the promo, he said, I ain't going to stop, bro. He wanted to be home.
Yeah.
You could tell he was tired of the... He was tired of the tomfoolery. He dealt with a bunch... He knows what a professional... Like, I'm going to say, all right, let me not bag. He knows what an organization is supposed to look like and how the locker room is supposed to look like and stuff like that, because he'd been in the locker room with the likes of legends. Literally, he was in a locker room amongst legends. So, going into this locker room and he sees how different it is, he's trying to be a leader and everybody like scoffing. Nah, bro, it wasn't gonna fit. It wasn't gonna fit. And like, and I'm finally realizing, at one point he probably thought that he was bigger than everybody himself. And that shit got to him, and it led to all the altercations. Real shit. He felt like he was bigger than the company itself. And look, to this day, he has the highest fucking t-shirt selling in both companies right now. And that's to this day. And he's been gone from AEW for a minute, and he's still number one. What the fuck does that go to tell you?
Yeah.
He's higher than every person from the Elite, higher than Orange Cassidy, higher than all these dudes. And he not even there still. Come on, man. That's he definitely him himself was like, yeah, nah, I'm above everybody. fuck everybody. He probably felt like that. But in WWE, he feels like, okay, I don't know if Kevin Castle said it or Jeff, our boy Jeff said it.
Mm-hmm.
One of them said that in AEW, CM Punk was a big fish in a small ass lily pond. Now he's like an ordinary fish in an ordinary pond with all the big fishes. That's how I feel now. And that's exactly, and honestly, I totally understand that analogy because that's exactly how I think he felt too. I'm the only big fish. This is a small ass pond.
Yeah, with guys who hadn't really made it, you know, to a high tier level.
Bro. That's exactly how he felt.
With the exception of Jericho and Moxley.
And Joe, because obviously him and Joe.
Mm-hmm.
But like, yeah, exactly. And now he's back home with all these fucking guys that fucking made men. Like, I don't know, man. It's interesting to see. I don't know what's going to happen. His promo was just basically, I'm here to make money, not friends. That was good. But his promo was fine. I just was happy to see him. I wanted to hear what he had to say. And honestly, I don't care what anybody says. He came back and what he said was nice, bro. I don't care what anybody says. I left and y'all kept chanting for me. He's not lying. He's not lying. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I left and y'all kept chanting for me. And y'all always been there for me. So this is exactly where I should be, home. Like, I don't know, bro. It was a nice, heartfelt, cheesy, whatever. Yes. But at the same time, I think it was, he needed to say that to the fans. Because, hey, the fans always been there for him. At the end of the day, the wrestling is for the fans. So
yeah,
he came because his fans been wanting him back ever since he left. So
I wish he would have given us a little bit more of a mission statement. Does he finally want that main event that he didn't get before? Or does he want the world title?
Oh,
does he want to fight Roman Reigns? You know what I'm saying? Like, he really didn't.
Said that. He should have definitely said that on Raw.
The
main event that he never, that it was never given to him. Like, he never got it. Because he never did.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, if you have the two nights now, you can let him main event.
Yeah.
And it's going to go crazy. You let him book. I'm not book. You let them build a story. And it's gonna go crazy.
Yeah,
I think. But yeah, people. Yeah, Raw wasn't too bad.
Raw was pretty tame. Going back and saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, Tozawa again making me laugh with the fucking jelly roll and all that shit. That shit was funny.
Yeah, it is funny. Everybody be into it now too, and then they got R-Truth back, and now he's already into the fold. It's fucking great.
Oh my god,
it's so great.
Comedy.
But yeah, Raw wasn't too bad. It saw like an increase in some ratings too, not too much, but honestly though, that's good though. That's good. Yeah. NXT, I caught a recap of NXT myself. And that tag team championship match was crazy, man.
I told you.
Really good. My man Angel Garza almost killed him with that shit. The double underhook pile driver?
Uh-huh.
He did a pile driver.
Double underhook, butterfly style.
I was like, ugh.
I know, right? No, he killed him.
And the way Angel Garza does moves, it looks like he really be getting. So when he did it, I was like, ugh. And then he kicked out and he low blowed him. I was like, no, that's the match. That's the match. Game that match. No one ever does this move anymore. No one ever does a power drive anymore. But he double underhooked him. Come on. He killed him.
He killed him.
But yeah, the family retained. Angel Garza and Humberto obviously getting called up.
Yeah.
But, which is all right. I'm not too mad about that.
Yeah.
Because Santos been winning ever since he turned. So I'm cool with that. I'm definitely cool with that. That's another group on SmackDown. They got a lot of these groups. And it shows. You need numbers, strength in numbers, because Butch fucking got beat up too. And they were saying he's alone. So like, hey.
Yeah. Sheamus is gone and Ridge left him.
Yeah, so yeah, numbers, strength, and numbers. It seems like all brands are like really paying attention to that too.
So, yeah.
But yeah, then we had was it Brown Breaker and Eddie Thorpe?
Yeah.
Eddie Thorpe
had him a nice uphill battle to go through.
Yeah. And it was an alright match.
Yeah.
It was good. It's just Brown Breaker is just, that's another scary individual, bro. Like Eddie Thorpe, he put a string of like 3 or 4 moves. Like it was like, oh, he's working, goes to the fucking rope, fucking tries to like a fucking body splash, like jumping into him, and he just, Brown Breaker just catches him, power slam. I'm like, oh my god, no. Fuck, son, no. And he's screaming mad, no, I'm not fighting this dude. This nigga's scary. He's psycho. No.
He killed him. He killed him.
He was whooping him. Nah, son. That spear, no.
Yeah.
It's just crazy how he catches him and does these sick ass, like, fucking power slam moves. I'm just like, nah, son, I'm not trying to. No, I don't want to take that.
Yeah. Fight.
Like, it's like, ding ding, he sees red. Nah, no. I'm good. Like, crazy. But yeah, he's in the Iron Survivor match, Brown Breaker. But yeah. Next week they have a last chance match. And Yeah,
between Carmelo, Tyler Bate, Joe Coffey, and I guess Eddie Thorpe.
Yes, Eddie Thorpe, yep. Yep. That's exactly what's going down next week.
They need another babyface in that match, so I'm expecting Eddie Thorpe to get in there somehow, some way.
You think so?
Yeah, because I don't see Joe Coffey getting a spot, and I don't know, maybe they could put Tyler Bate in there, because they do need a smaller guy. I think one of the babyfaces is gonna win, so it's either Thorpe or Bate is gonna win.
Oh, you don't think Melo's gonna win?
No, hell no.
Yeah, nah, he's not going.
He's so past the title, like, it would be stupid to put him in that match. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you had that. And then,
they show footage of, Trick Williams, what happened up until his attack.
Oh, yeah, with Alexis King.
Yeah, Alexis King hiding around the corner.
Yep.
Since Trick Williams went through the door seal, you know, Alexis King went after him. Or yep. So we are led to believe he went after him.
Yep.
So yeah, that's still unraveling and stuff like that. So yeah, they had that. Alexis King fought Brooks Jensen in a match. It was good. It was all right. Carmelo Hayes came out there to try to check Alexis King, and it wound up causing a distraction for everybody. And Alexis King took advantage with the coronation double cross-armed neck breaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, man, that was cool. Got no problems with that. Alexis King, I get it. He's a scumbag. He's a douchebag. So. Yeah.
He's the heel fuckboy. That's exactly how his character resembles.
Oh, my God. Them fake-looking teeth.
That's exactly what he reminds me of.
My man got them chiclets, man.
I know. His hair, like, oh my god.
My man, he went to Roman Reigns' dentist.
My man got the spray paint fucking. He got beard. The spray paint headline. I'm like, no.
Oh my god. Yeah, he doing too much, man. doing too much. If he had that. Then the women got busy. My god. Roxanne Perez got pressed by Izzy Dame, and she went after her. She went after her, and they was fighting a little bit. I'm like, God damn, all right. Roxanne Perez, she's tired of the disrespect by everybody else, so she's going after everybody. Yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool. Like Kalani Jordan and Kiana James had a match.
Yeah.
What'd you think about the match?
It was all right.
It was all right.
Yeah.
It was all right.
Yeah, none too crazy.
Yeah, I'll continue to say it. I just need Kiana, or not Kiana James, but
Kalani.
Kalani Jordan needs more of an offensive moveset, you know?
Yeah, she does.
Instead of the evasive stuff.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, but Roxanne Perez cost Kiana James, which, you know, hey, to change their little feud. So yeah, I had no problems with that. Kalani Jordan goes on the deadline, so that's cool. Got no problems with that either. And then they ended the show, actually, with a big brawl and whatnot, the big old schmies.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was, they gave a lot of spotlight to them, for sure. Ariana Grace had a match with Carmen Petrovic, you know, after the, I guess the payoff of what they've been doing between those two the last couple of weeks. And Joe Gacy came out acting like Wild Hog from goddamn Hoodwink, or not Hoodwink, Barnyard.
Yeah.
He was flipping out and shit. And, Ariana Grace won, won the match with just a weak finish. She needs to change that finish. Very weak. And then Joe Gacy got the ring bell and he was ding, ding, dinging it. And, you know, like a nut job, and
yeah,
Ariana Grace was disgusted. Oh man, this girl's my favorite.
Like, why are you taking my shine? I just won, you dickhead.
How dare you? Yeah, how dare you, Mr. Gacy?
She was pissed.
I don't blame her. A woman of her beauty and grace should not be interrupted like that. What the hell's wrong with Joe Gacy? Son of a bitch. Oh man, so I guess they're doing a wild lunatic gimmick with Joe Gacy. I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on,
but they gotta figure out something quick. This dude's closer to 40 than he is 35. Yeah, that's pretty much it though.
Yeah, it was the Dragunov and Nathan
Frazier. Oh, Dragunov and Nathan Frazier. Yeah.
Oh my god,
Dragunov killed him, bro. Nathan Frazier put up the good fight.
My son Dragunov getting mad just because Baron, he said, I'd rather prefer Baron Corbin's lifestyle. Like, yo, and then he's like, oh, so you don't think my kids appreciate my sacrifice? Oh my god, he's like, you don't think my kids appreciate my sacrifice? Like, bro, where'd he say that? Like, what the? Why are you getting so offended? And then he started getting more angry. I'm like, all right, you know what, Dragunov? You might have a problem. Like, you fucking fighting crazed bastard. Like, what the fuck's good with you? Nathan Fisher just saying that wrong? But hey, I guess he took that as an insult. He was sick, bro. I was like, oh my god.
Dragunov said, you gotta whip this locker room into shape.
He was like, you gotta respect me, man. I'm the fucking champ. I don't give a fuck right. What he calls he got. I was just like, oh my god, this.
Killed him.
Yeah, he killed him, bro. Straight up. He did three of them. And then he stared at him and got his script. Nah, bro. He's crazy. Nope.
Yep. Yeah,
We might have to fight for real.
After I'm going to have to get a brick to fight Dragunov, old crazy ass. God damn, yeah, he rabid.
I'm about to fuck.
Man, rabid.
That's what I'm saying. Like, do we have to fight for real when this is done? Like, you seem like you want to. Like,
We had to take this shit to the streets.
For real? Like, you good, son? Like, I'm not letting you do this shit to me again. Three of them.
Shit, I mean, you call him the Mad Dragon for a reason.
Nah, it makes sense. It fits, you know what I'm saying?
God.
It fits, because he's fucking crazy. He's fucking crazy. Killed him.
Oh my god, yeah. That was crazy. But yeah, that was NXT. NXT was good.
It was.
NXT was a good show, you know?
It wasn't bad. I didn't really watch much of AEW. I caught some glimpse. Most of the segments I got, like the Edge and Christian. I'm not calling him Adam. People suck a dick. Sorry, no disrespect. I'm not. If y'all wanted to call him that, go ahead. I'll call him that. Edge and Christian had like that nice back and forth, and I'm glad it went back to just them. That's how the feud should have been. It's just been just between them two.
But it ain't gonna last too long.
Why? What do you mean by that?
Well, he took an Edge being a dumb babyface and not thinking. He bashed fucking Nick Wayne's head in front of his mom. How do you think she's gonna react?
Oh, she's gonna low blow him.
Exactly.
She's gonna low blow him.
She's gonna cost that man the title.
They're fighting for the belt soon?
Yeah, next week.
On TV?
Yeah, on TV. You should save that for the pay-per-view, but they're in Canada. That's why they're doing it, so I get it. Look, AEW need all the help they can get with all these low attendances. So I'm not... Huh?
It's in Canada?
Yeah, they're in Montreal.
Oh, that makes sense why they're doing it.
Yeah.
Because they're both from Canada.
Right. So, yeah, hey, look. All right. If they can announce a big match ahead of time to get some tickets flowing and going,
that's smart.
I'm good with that. Yeah, that's smart.
Yep, I give that to them. That's so true.
He was about to OD on him. I was about to get sick,
but like when everything plays into it, it makes sense though. So at least they're actually thinking. But
yeah,
that's just crazy that they wasted a. They just did a stupid ass trios match. Like, that's just funny to me.
Yeah, that could have been on Dynamite or Rampage or something.
That's what I'm saying. That made the pay per view. I was just like,
yeah,
okay.
But well, we gotta hide Sting and we gotta protect Edge and Christian. So.
Yeah, and keep Sting a perfect record, which makes no sense to me, but whatever. Whatever. It really doesn't. People be like, oh, people get the exposure. From what? Getting beat the fuck up by a 65-year-old man? Shut up. What exposure? What exposure? At 20-something years old, I can't beat up a 65-year-old icon? Get the fuck out of here. He's like a couple months from being an AARP member, and you're fucking exposure. Stop it. Get the fuck out of here. Fuck up getting exposure from getting beat the fuck up by Sting, bro.
It's Sting. It's Sting.
Yeah, he's like also almost 70. Like, what the
Sting!
Like, I don't understand. I think that's just sick. Like, that's the only thing I hate about this whole run. Like, he never put over that one person. That shit's whacked.
Yeah, not for you.
That's stupid. But, yeah, no, that feud's gonna be. That's cool. That's a good match. I'll probably go watch Dynamite next week live because that's dope. And then, the only really
John Moxley and Jay Lethal.
I'm not what?
No, they had a match on Dynamite.
I know they did.
It was actually nice. It was actually nice.
Did John Moxley actually sell?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah. He was selling his leg.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Jay Lethal. It's Jay Lethal. Jay Lethal gonna make him work.
Yeah, that's true.
That is. Jay Lethal gonna make him work. Yeah, Moxley won. He got Jay Lethal in the choke.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, decent match. They had a decent match. I didn't think it was the best match of the tournament, but.
Yeah, no,
it was all right. And Sting and Flair, they're still pushing that. So, yeah. Apparently, Ric Flair got himself into some hot water by cutting a promo, talking about anybody who's between the ages of 18 years old and 28 years old can meet him at his hotel room.
What? He said on TV? He said on television?
No, he said that before the live crowd.
What?
But he was taping Rampage.
Bro, what is wrong with him? He just got signed. He want to get fired already? Why would
Tony
you do that?
Tony Khan ain't firing him.
Tony Khan's a bitch. But that's crazy. He said that shit?
Yeah, he said it, but they edited it out on Rampage last night.
No, they took it out?
Yeah, they took it out, yeah.
Really? They really took it out? Yeah, they knocked out.
Yeah, they edited that out. Because people was acting all mad on Twitter, you know. That's Ric Flair, though. That's his thing. That's always been his thing.
Nah, but that...
Hotel room tonight, baby. Woo!
But I'm not gonna lie. He said ages 18 to 28. That's just disgusting, bro. Nah, son, you can't. That's disgusting.
That's old enough to be his great-great-granddaughter.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, he said, like, if he said ages 28 to 38, all right, fine. But he said ages
18, fresh out the oven.
Yeah, fresh. Like, nah, that's bad, bro. I'm not with that, bro. That don't make his case any better for, like, you know? Like, he should have used different ages. I think it would have worked better. Then you
can't 20 to 30 would have been
all right. 28 to 30 would have been fun because everybody would be like, oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, they still mad young, but they well in they 18 to 28. Bro, you nasty. Nasty.
Yeah, 18 to me implies that you've been scoping them out ever since they were teenagers.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Man, I'm not with that. No.
Fresh out the oven, as I like to say.
Yeah.
Mark Briscoe and Roosh had a match too.
Oh yeah.
I thought they were really physical. They had a really nice physical match, bro. And Roosh, man, my God. For a guy who, you know, he has the luchador look and everything like that, Roosh is a goddamn warrior, bro. Like, goddamn, man.
Yeah.
He beat the fuck out of people. And yeah, he took a beat Mark Briscoe with the bull's horns for the win, so the running drop kick in the corner and Pasanada, El Perro. He won. So the MJF and Samoa Joe had a promo segment.
Yeah.
And, you know, he name dropped WWE again. CM Punk, Cody, you know. he couldn't understand why Samoa Joe was never WWE champion. Oh, does somebody need to refresh MJF's memory that Samoa Joe got injured a whole lot while he was at WWE? I don't understand why people ignore that fact. Samoa Joe was hurt a lot in WWE.
He was a lot.
Yeah.
He got hurt NXT twice alone.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, people forget. He got bit with it. It seemed like.
And he got hurt.
I don't know.
He got hurt on the main roster several times, too. It's why he only won the U.S. title once or twice. It was hard to keep the title on him. He won it at WrestleMania, if I'm not mistaken.
They beat Rey Mysterio. Killed Rey Mysterio.
He killed Rey Mysterio for that shit.
Oh my god, that was great.
God, it was good. That was good. And his US title run wasn't that bad. But
yeah,
he got hurt too much. Yeah, he was hurt way too much. People say he should have beat Brock Lesnar, myself included. I thought so too, because at that point, ain't nobody was stepping to Brock like Joe was.
Oh man, them promos was awesome.
He was getting Brock amped. Give him the.
He's getting Brock Lesnar tight. Brock Lesnar was sick.
Yeah, I wonder if he was legit sick. I wonder. Because Joe was fucking his shit. Like, I'm about to put your ass to sleep, boy. And he did. When he fucking.
He's protected you from me.
Yeah, oh my God. Brock was like, oh yeah? Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah? Come on. Yeah, that's what I want.
Joe was like, yeah, that he should have beat him. He definitely should have beat him. That was the one time and everybody would have been all for it. Cause hey, for once you was like, oh damn, Brock found his match. Like intensity, everything. Like, yeah, he's not faster than Brock, but Joe is still agile. So it was like, oh wow, he actually found him. And he beat him with one F5. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Sick. And great balls of fire in the ass. Wait, what?
Great balls of fire in the ass. What the hell kind of porno was that?
that wasn't the pay-per-view.
That was just the great balls of fire.
Yeah, in the ass. No, I'm playing.
Oh god, not in the ass. Jesus Christ. I bet Logan's trying to look up that right now as you speak. Oh god.
Yeah, he got hurt a lot, so that's why he was a champ. But I don't know, man. I don't know. But like, you know what's funny? He's going to say all this, and he's still going to beat Samoa Joe. So why are you saying this?
I don't know. MJF got hurt. MJF is supposedly he has a torn labrum.
Oh, he's really hurt.
Yeah.
Oh, you think they're going to give the belt to Joe? If they give the belt to Joe, that's going to be crazy.
That would be crazy.
I just hate that the world title is the only championship that gets stories like right after the other. Like, they're the only one that has like an impactful story to the match.
Well, think about who's in the center of everything though. MJF. He's a character he's an actual character.
Yeah, and he
drives and thrives with a story. Yeah, the devil's henchman came out and tried to beat him up. And one's definitely Warlow, by the way. That physique, it checks off. But yeah, they saw Samoa Joe coming and they dipped. And then I thought the TV was broken for a second, but it wasn't, as the devil wanted to make a challenge to Samoa Joe and MJF. Two of the devil's guys against Samoa Joe and MJF next week on Dynamite. Samoa Joe is sick because he wants Max in one piece. Because he doesn't want any excuses when he chokes him out. So. That's what Samoa Joe said last week.
This is so funny because like he's so nice, but like he's being nice so he could kill you. Oh man, that's good. Yeah, Dynamite was alright. I mean, that Swerve and JY match was really good too. And like you said, the Rush and Mark Briscoe match. Those were pretty good.
Oh, and on to this, the Trios match.
No.
Top Flight. Actually, not Dreddy beating the Hardys and Brother Zay.
I just don't understand. For me, Top Flight returns, and this is how you debut them. Like, I just know y'all don't be knowing what y'all do.
They beat the Hardys. What are you talking about?
They fought the Hardys, though.
Exactly. They fought them and beat them.
I just know.
Which
couldn't even be wrestling.
Which segues into my next topic. Matt Hardy was bitching about his booking in AEW. Does it feel like the Hardys are used to maximum potential? What do I have to say to that? Oof. Matt Hardy, you got your brother to quit WWE or get fired from WWE so you can have him in AEW with you. And look at you now. Nothing. You have nothing to show for this AEW run whatsoever. And it's been a whole year. A whole year. Matt Hardy been there ever since, 2020? And Jeff's been there for over a year now? They have nothing to show for it. Yeah, nothing. I can't even list a great match that they've had. Like, nothing.
They haven't had a great match. All their matches are just whack.
Yeah, exactly. And both guys don't have it no more.
No.
Matt Hardy, it's painful to watch him wrestle. Oh, my God. It's awful. So, Matt, just use this as a sign to go ahead and retire, all right?
Yeah.
Thank you for all your years of service. I mean, no disrespect, but it's time for you to go and take your brother with you. It's time to go home, Cuddy.
Yeah.
It's time to go home. You got Rebby Sky there with all that ass on a goddamn Saturday morning. You better go be cuddled up to that instead of trying to be on the road 24/7 for what? For what, man? You got nothing left to give. at least physically, you got nothing left to give. You or your brother. All right? So just go home. Go home already. Retire. Call it a day. But come on, be like D-Von. Edge and Christian, they on their way to. Is that Edge and Christian are still performing at a high level? The Hardys are not right now.
Right.
And Matt in the ring hasn't been great in God knows how long as far as like the ring goes. And Jeff is just a mess. It's painful to watch Jeff, you know?
Yeah, he can't.
I cringe watching him.
He can't even do his swanton anymore like that.
Oh my God, it's terrible. It gets worse and worse each time.
I remember one time in WWE, he went up to the top rope and just did a splash. I was like, what the fuck?
Bad random.
Like, damn, son, you really can't lift. You can't even flip your body no more. That's if that's how it is, bro, that's it.
Call it a day.
You're done. That's it. Exactly. You're done. You can't even do your signature no more. Stop. It's over. Hang up. That's it. Yeah. Unless you need the bread. If you need the bread, then I'm not gonna say shit. I'll shut the fuck up. I don't ever.
Nah, they don't need. They shouldn't need the bread, bro. All that money they made over the years.
Yeah, I know that, but you don't know what these dudes be doing with their bread.
Okay, then. Well, that's their problem then.
But
quit holding up a spot from a young talent, bro. They got Isaiah Cassidy. His career is going nowhere by being with the Hardys. Nowhere.
Who?
Nowhere. It's going nowhere. Like, they're holding up spots that could go to somebody else, man. Like, it's time to go home. It's time to pack it up, man. Be agents if you want to be agents. Be coaches. Be producers. I'm not saying there's no spot for you in wrestling anymore. Don't get it twisted. But on screen, time to pack it up, bro. Time to pack it up. Oh, my God. Gee, people got to stop. They still got it. So let them go. No!
No, they don't. Y'all tripping.
No, stop.
They're both bum. They're equally bum.
Yeah, and they're Jeff has more valuable. He's more valuable. Excuse me. You know, because of his popularity and everything like that, Matt. So I mean, Jeff Hardy could get away with certain things, but like Matt, no. That's
I feel you, dog. I feel you.
Time to go.
Yeah.
And your boy QT Marsh bum.
Shut up.
Just told AEW to kick rocks. He's out of here. He's going to Mexico. Done.
By the end of the year, he's out of there. And he said that he don't like the direction that they're going towards, so he's dipping. And I'm not gonna lie to you. If y'all know me, especially RJ does, but like everybody listen, y'all know me. I need the match to mean something. Like, when you put two names together in a match, and sometimes you just expect the match to be good.
Yeah.
And that's all it's gonna be. And there's no real meaning behind the match. There's no substance as to why this match is happening. And I like that. I like that for me. I feel like there's a more meaning. It makes the match more, I don't know, it just, the match is more powerful to me. Like, they're fighting for something. Like, I was just watching Vengeance 06, and Orton wanted to fight Angle again, because Orton was still in this legend killer-esque, but also at the same time, he kind of got embarrassed by fucking Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle, yeah.
That one night stand. Kurt Angle embarrassed him. Like,
yeah.
I think that was...
He ate his lunch.
I honestly feel like Triple H kind of told Kurt Angle to put his ass in place. So this was, I think this is the time around where Randy Orton was just...
Yeah, he was just doing whatever. He was wilding out. This
yeah.
is Menace like, Randy Orton backstage.
Yeah, exactly. So I think this was a sign to like wake him the fuck up. And that one, that first match that they had, that on Vengeance, it meant a lot. And when Randy Orton beat him, they stared at each other. And Randy was walking out, limping with his ankle. He's walking out and he's staring at Angle, and Angle's just grilling him with his mouthpiece, like looking at him like, this shit ain't over. Like, that exactly how you tell a story within the match. Like, this shit ain't over. Y'all know it's not over, because they still got beef. Like, in AEW, you'd be having matches, and then next week, the other person is like as if nothing happened. I don't like that shit. I don't like it. And everybody be fighting for no fucking reason sometimes. Yeah. A lot of people get title shots. Like,
Emi Sakura
again, the title. Like, why? At least with Chris Statlander, she had a story with Julia Hart, and Julia Hart was getting a title shot. Like, there was a background for that.
Yeah, she won number one contender matches to get that too.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I just don't understand why you just throw these title matches. Just, I don't know, man. I just don't like it. I just don't like these My Universe Simulator matches. I hate them. It's just, you can tell when one match was just put together, just literally just thrown together. It sucks. Yeah. It sucks. Majority of their matches have no story, and I understand why he did. Not saying that he's good, because he sucks.
Yeah, I think it's a double meaning as to why he's leaving. I think he's leaving because he couldn't have his way. He couldn't be a character on TV. Because Tony Khan knows he's bum. He's bum. And like I said the other night on the Drew Yari show, like, this dude, he thinks highly of himself. He used to write himself into the show. And everything this dude did in AEW flopped. I mean, he was the big baby. He was Cody's friend, the big baby face, and what the bunny was playing him, and this, that, and the other. Then he turned bad, and he ran the factory. That's when he was really... at his peak, looking like, you know, Kevin James wearing Charlie Sheen's wardrobe from 2 and a Half Men.
I was just like, nah.
and then he did the QTV shit, and none of it worked. All the of it flopped.
Stupid. The QTV shit got me pissed off, because it just took away everything from Hobbs.
Yeah, it did.
And then Hobbs,
it made him look like an afterthought, because not everybody's talking about how, oh, the blonde girl's got big tits, or they talking about how goofy the whole thing is. And everybody should be talking about Will Hobbs and not the other extra stuff. So, yeah, I got tight with that. But yeah, QT Marshall, goodbye. And once again, I just want to reiterate this too from the other night. I don't think he doesn't have a place in wrestling. I just don't feel like he should be an on-screen character. Be a coach, be a producer. And I even pitched, hey, the day that Aldis, you know, they put Nick Aldis as a wrestler on WWE TV moving forward, why not have a guy like QT Marshall replace him as a general manager? He could get away with being a good heel manager.
Yeah.
I don't know. For whatever reason, QT Marshall, he kind of reminds me of Kevin Spacey's a little bit. He kind of reminds me of him a little bit. I don't know why. He looks like a cross between Kevin Spacey, Kevin James, and goddamn... what's the other guy's name? James Gandolfini. He looks like those three rolled in together. I can't explain it, but yeah, he's QT. Yeah, he's done. He's done. He's done come the end of the year. So, and I'm pretty sure he's trying to see if he can get a job over at NXT, I bet.
As long as he's not on screen, I don't care.
Yeah. Well, if he's on screen, hopefully he's a mouthpiece for somebody. At least I could take that. I could take that. But I ain't trying to see him wrestle, though. I thought his wrestling was bad from jump. Like I was telling him the other day, him in Ring of Honor, it was just not good. Nobody cared. QT, God's last gift. Man, that's one gift God can have back. Come on. get real. Come on. Come out there with the goddamn robe like he Rick Rude or some shit like that. He opened a goddamn thing. He got a belly hanging over plain black trunks. Come on.
Man got a muffin top. Like, what?
My man got the muffin tops, baby. He's got the double stuffed back, bro. Like, come on. God's last gift to perform. Man, you all stop playing with me. Nigga. Huh?
Right?
Jim Cornette, why you lying to me for it? It's false advertisement. God can have this gift back, bro. What the fuck? Oh my God, QT. Give me a break. What, you gonna do the truffle shuffle for me? Do the truffle shuffle? Oh God. Forget it. But yeah, that was Dynamite. Dynamite, look. It was built around the tournament and the devil stuff. And I liked all that. I thought that was done to perfection. I thought Brian Danielson gave his expertise on commentary. I thought that was really good too. Eddie Kingston, him and Eddie Kingston gotta have a war tonight on Collision. That should be pretty good.
Who?
Eddie Kingston and Brian Danielson 1v1.
When?
Tonight.
Wait, Brian Danielson is already cleared to wrestle again?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, that's right. And I think, don't quote me on this, I'm double checking right now. But I do believe Claudio, your boy Claudio Castiglione, is fighting Brody King tonight as well.
Oh shit.
Let me see.
For the classic?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For the Continental Classic.
Oh, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
My boy Castiglione.
Yeah, man, he's beast. He's beasting. He's beasting, man. He's yeah. Claudio out here putting in good work.
And that name is just so funny.
Yeah, Brody King, Claudio Castiglione. Like your mob boss. Castagnoli. Claudio Castagnoli.
Yeah, Claudio Castagnoli. That is OD mob boss. What? I'm being part of the Swedish mafia. I'm not fucking with him, nope.
He don't age either. I give him that. Daniel Garcia versus Andrade El Idolo. El Idolo.
Bro, he's rough.
Shout out to my boy Mongo Slade. Oh, man. And Danielson and Kingston. So those are three nice matches right there. For tonight, Erie, Pennsylvania.
Not bad.
So that's Collision. That's Collision tonight. I'm looking forward to that. I think I might have to catch that on the replay, but yeah.
Yeah.
That looks good. I can rock with that. Did we have SmackDown last night in Brooklyn, in our neck of the woods?
Yes.
Yeah. How'd you like SmackDown last night? I thought it was a pretty tame SmackDown, but what they gave us last night was that was good stuff. It was mostly centered around Randy Orton's return to SmackDown.
Yeah, it definitely was.
So, yeah.
I thought SmackDown was good. It, There's no way I forgot how we started.
Damage Control?
Was it Damage Control? Oh, yeah.
Damage Control?
It was Damage Control, and Charlotte and Shotzi came out. No Bayley. Noticed that. No Bayley at all. And Dakota was talking to everybody.
They told her to sit her ass in the back. Don't you move one muscle. Literally. Yep, that's right. They told her don't move a muscle. She keep on fucking up, Bayley. Keep on fucking it up for everybody. So yes, Bayley's in timeout. She was in timeout last night.
But yeah.
I don't know how you put a woman that looks like that in timeout, but she's in timeout.
You had that. And then you had Bobby Lashley versus Butch.
Oh my God. Hey, Butch got some offense in, but Bobby Lashley killed him, bro.
He did.
Bobby Lashley killed him with that spear. Oh my God.
Oh my. Turned him into hat. I was like, oh my God. I just didn't. Oh, man. The crowd was going crazy for him before the even match started. He was like, talk to him. And Bobby. But I was like, yo, this is crazy. I'm like,
yeah, that heel push is dead, by the way.
Yeah, it's dead.
You cannot push these guys as heels anymore. You can't. When they're popular like that.
The crowd.
I don't even know what Triple H was even thinking by trying to turn the Street Profits and Bobby Lashley all heels for anyways. There was no call for that. There was no call for that whatsoever. So I don't get it. But yeah, Bobby Lashley killed him, bro. Then we had Santos Escobar versus Joaquin. Wow, this was a nice little match. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Yeah, Joaquin was going in.
Yeah, he was. He was pulling out some of his old moves that we hadn't seen in a while, man. And yeah, man, Escobar beat him with the Phantom Driver. And you know, he wanted to beat the shit out of him a little bit more. And so Dragon Lee came out and made the save, and the crowd was into Dragon Lee chanting his name and shit. And you know, he chased Escobar off. And Logan Paul came out and announced that they were going to be doing the number one contender tournament thing for to see who becomes number one contender for his United States Championship. Santos Escobar, Bobby Lashley, Dragon Lee, Karrion Kross, Austin Theory, Grayson Waller, Kevin Owens, and a superstar to be determined from NXT all be competing for this shot. So that's interesting, including lumping a big name from NXT, I guess. To be in this joint. So a lot of people think it's gonna be Mello, Breaker. I don't know, man. I think it might be somebody random, man.
I think so too.
I think it's gonna be somebody we ain't even thinking of.
I think it's gonna be Axiom.
Axiom? Then they should have just had Axiom to just show them on the screen. But we just saw Axiom on SmackDown a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it's true.
So I think that'd be kind of weird. But Karrion Kross is in this joint, and him and Bobby Lashley will be fighting each other next week.
I know.
Oh, my God. That's going to be a heavyweight classic right there.
Yep. And I fuck with both of them. Ugh, I hate when they do this. Triple H's done this. He's done this twice in 3 weeks. Gave me Carlito. Gave me Carlito and Bobby Lashley. I'm like, oh, my neck. Come on. And you'll give me Dragon Lee versus Santos. Like, come on. Like, how are you going to make me choose? I love both of these dudes. And then now you're going to give me Karrion Kross versus Big Bob? Like, but it's going to be good, though. Mm-hmm. It's going to be good. Did they fight each other at Impact?
No.
Oh, no? Okay.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Lashley was already gone, I do believe, by the time Kross went over there.
He was in WWE again?
Mm-hmm. Remember when Kross debuted in Impact, he was leaving all the calling cards around. He was attacking people off screen and leaving the calling card around.
Yeah.
Now, I think Bobby Lashley might have been already in WWE by the time they figured out who it was.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
All right, so that's
cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? Then again, you know what? I fucked up. My fault. No, Cross and Lashley were in Impact together. Because Moose and Cross and Aries was in a faction together. But I don't think they passed ever cross, though. I don't think they ever crossed paths. Because I know Bobby Lashley put over Moose, and he put over Brian Cage on the way out of Impact. So yeah, my mistake. They were in Impact together. It was brief though. Yeah, then Grayson Waller had his match with Kevin Owens. I thought it was alright.
Yeah,
it was fine. All right. And yeah, Kevin Owens rolled him up. I thought that was kinda weird, but yeah. And then Bianca Belair.
And Grayson Waller got a pop in Brooklyn too. I noticed that.
Yeah, crazy, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. And Dragon Lee got a chant, like Brooklyn gave Dragon Lee a chant. Cause after Santos beat Joaquin, he was just jumping him, and Dragon Lee came out, and they were chanting Dragon Lee. Yeah, it was pretty good.
They're trying with Dragon Lee, you could tell. Like, that's good, yeah. Though.
And the crowd chanting his name, this is two weeks in a row now.
Yeah, but they need to get, the thing with Dragon Lee is, a lot of people don't understand that what got Rey Mysterio over, too, is that Rey Mysterio is interacting with big players. Dragon Lee's got to start interacting with big players bigger than Rey Mysterio. Because even though Rey Mysterio is a legend, don't get me wrong, but Rey Mysterio is at a certain level, though. There's other levels, you know, right, above Rey Mysterio. You know what I'm saying? Right. Not to disrespect Rey Mysterio. I love Rey Mysterio. Don't get me wrong, but you know what I'm saying as far as like drawing power and who's on the pecking order, you know?
Yeah, I do.
You know, Cena and Orton are bigger stars than Rey Mysterio. So I think it would do Dragon Lee some good if he interacted with maybe a Randy Orton or Bobby Lashley or somebody who's a current main eventer, who's, you know, a little older than your average main eventer, but somebody who has the fans' respect, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, more than just Rey Mysterio. So, yeah, they got to start treating him, you know, a little bit more better as far as, like, hooking him in there with the big-time players. But, yeah. Oh, yeah, Bianca and Kyrie. That was a fine little match. And
yeah.
Bailey, you know, disregarded the order placed on her by the champion Io Sky and tried to help Kyrie out, and it costed Kyrie in the end, and Bianca Belair just killed her with a super KOD. So yeah, we had that. That's only gonna make the rest of Damage Control upset with Bailey moving forward. So you got that. And then Randy Orton came out, you know, his return to SmackDown. Nick Aldis and Adam Pearce wanting to sign them both to Raw and SmackDown contracts. Randy Orton got into it with the Bloodline after Paul Heyman came out there and you know try to, you know, rain on the parade and everything. And LA Knight came out to help him out, and they got into it. Randy Orton hit an RKO on Jimmy. And Randy Orton signed a SmackDown contract, and then he hit Nick Aldis with an RKO. Nick Aldis' first bump in the WWE. I got hopes for that, though. Because Adam Pearce didn't even take... I don't think Adam Pearce has ever taken a bump in WWE yet.
Yes, he has.
Wait a minute. Hold on. When he fought Roman Reigns that one time?
No, when he took the bumps from Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar put his hands on Adam Pearce?
Mm-hmm. He F5'd him mad times, like twice.
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. I see you corrected.
But that was it, though.
That was it.
That was the only time.
Yeah. But Adam Pearce's character has been made to be out such a pussy, though. I don't expect him to do anything to Brock Lesnar. But Nick Aldis, he ain't going to forget this, I don't think.
No, hell no.
Hey, that could be a nice little feud for Randy, though. Aldis and Randy Orton?
And it's crazy because Nick Aldis, he just became the manager not even a month ago.
Yeah, so till last month.
Yeah, and he's already taken a bump. Nah, that is a good sign, bro.
Yeah. I would just like to see him wrestle, man. Because what's the excuse with that guy? He's 36 years old. He like, you know, people talk about LA Knight's old, but yet all they push a Damian Priest who's the same age. So it's like, come on. What good is for the goose can't be bad for the gander. Come on, man. You gotta stop that shit, man. Mm-hmm. If this guy can work, he can wrestle, he's healthy, let this man wrestle. But if this is a master plan by Triple H to eventually get him into the ring, by having to fuck over, you know, a couple of superstars on the way, that can work. So by the time we see him wrestle, especially for the people who haven't seen Nick Aldis wrestle before or don't even know that he's a wrestler, some of the kids, by the time he does take the suit off and he actually wrestles, he'll blow some kids' minds. Like, oh shit, he can hang with Randy Orton. He can do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be something, though. Like, he just ain't no dude in a loose suit. Well, in his case, you know, tailor-made suit. My man can barely move in them suits.
Tight as hell.
Those just be tight on them traps, bro. They call to see. Yeah, I'm trying to show everybody I got muscles. He gotta have muscles to be yoking up Mickey James thick ass, bro. God damn.
My man be mad stationary moving in them bitches, bro.
Stationary moving, yeah.
Mad robotic. Like, you good?
Man, he a couple steps away from moving like a Hydra soldier, bro. God damn. Shit, all right. Nick Aldis, but yeah, no, he ate an RKO yesterday. And he said on Twitter, Monty, and it came out of nowhere.
He's like, it really does come out of nowhere.
Oh god.
That was weird. I'm like, yo, he's stupid for that.
Yeah, but that was fun. Ah, SmackDown was fun last night. And it wasn't bad. It didn't drag, it just coasted. That's all.
Yeah.
What was your favorite show of the week?
Honestly, after watching all of them, I'll probably say NXT.
Yeah. This might shock you people, but I gotta go with Dynamite this week, man.
Yeah.
I just thought that, okay, the Continental Classic. I just feel like nothing was overly important on WWE TV this week, except for NXT. But this Continental Classic, even though I hate the prizes and shit like that, we talked about that last week, but that aside, I like that these guys are fighting and participating in this highly worked and paced competition to see who wins this thing. So,
yeah.
I got to give it to Dynamite, and then plus the stuff with MJF and Samoa Joe, I thought it was good. So yeah, I'm gonna have to give it to Dynamite this week.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, and it's for a valid reason. I mean, you know me, it's
right. No,
reason's got to be very, very valid enough. And I thought Rush and Mark Briscoe had a good match, probably one of the better matches of the week. And I thought Swerve and Jay White, you know, trying to out heal each other, I thought that was a good story to tell. And they had a slick finish for that matchup, and I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
And like I said, the stuff with MJF and Samoa Joe, fine. Awesome. There was some other stuff I could have done without, but for the most part, I enjoyed Dynamite.
Yeah.
So I enjoyed NXT too. NXT probably be my second. So yeah. But yeah, that's everything that happened during the week, people.
Yeah, that's about it. That's the weekly wrap up. Yeah, if you guys tune in this long, we appreciate you. Let us know, you know, leave us your thoughts, you know, tell us what you thought about the week. You know, what was your favorite fucking show? You know, just let us know what's up.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
But yeah, people. Appreciate y'all for coming through this Saturday, tuning in to your boys. We'll be back next week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people, enjoy y'all weekend. Stay safe, stay warm if y'all in anywhere cold. And make sure your life's too sweet.
Too sweet. Bye-bye.